This camera obscura has a movable screen, which you can position to capture the image. The far distance will find its focus point on the screen closer to the lens of the camera, around the middle of the room. Scenes closer to the lens outside, like the street below, will find their focal point toward the back of the room. Depth of field can be demonstrated by moving the screen. The Photographer's Gallery invites visitors to come and explore our camera obscura for themselves. The Aranda studio floor, which is the third floor of the Photographer's Gallery in London, and I'm going to demonstrate the camera obscura. Most of us think of a camera as a device for taking pictures, but camera in Latin actually means room, and camera obscura means darkened room or chamber. It's quite simple to create a camera obscura. If you make a hole or an aperture in the exterior wall of a building or room, light filters through that hole or aperture into the space, and if the space is dark, what you'll see is an upside down and inverted image of the scene outside. Like many publicly accessible camera obscuras, our camera obscura has a lens and a mirror. The mirror sits in a turret and allows us to rotate the scene using a wheel. The earliest mention of the camera obscura is said to be by the Chinese philosopher Mo Ti in the 5th century BC. The Greek mathematician Euclid is said to have used a camera obscura in the 3rd century BC to prove how light travels in straight lines. Over 1,000 years later, the Arab scholar Al-Hasan used several lamps to demonstrate that what was being projected into the darkened room was an inverted image of the scene beyond the aperture. Johannes Kepler in the 17th century, an astronomer and mathematician, was able to draw connections between the camera and the human eye. Also in the 17th century, it has been suggested that the Dutch painter Johannes Vermeer used a camera obscura as an aid to his painting. Many artists use portable camera obscuras to make their work. More recently, the Chinese